This is BBC Radio 1.
On DAB, TV and online, this is David Lunn on Radio 1.
In today's show, we will have the latest tunes, news, weather, sport and travel updates. We're also speaking to Professor Green about depression, and we'll also like you, the viewers at home, to tweet us at BBC David, or phone in, or text us in at 01902 452 630, or text us at 82410. Right then, before we speak to Professor Green, we'd also like to play his song Today I Cried, and here it is.
Selling raps are cold, not the raps are flow. I made it and I owe it to a chat I had with her. Who knows where I'd be if that chat hadn't occurred. Back with a bag full of herb in it. Instead I got her on a track and I murdered it. My name started causing murmurs in the industry, but none of these labels are work with it until Virgin did. Put my first single out and we earned a hit. That's why I went in for Philippe and darkness hear me. I know it must burn a bit. Just did a show and everybody knew the words to it. The day I risked everything for, I couldn't have given anything more. All these years are way heavy, but this is something that nothing could have ready for. You think all my problems are remedy, cause I get an applause and no.
I cry, and I don't know why, but today
okay, that was Today I Cried. Now we're going to speak to Professor Green. Hello, Steve. Would you like to tell us about your depression? No.
Hello.
Okay, tell us about the album, please.
Lots of themes on the new album. Naming Lights is really just social commentary. A look at some of the misbehaviour. Majority of our day working towards a song that will probably never see the light of day. And then I started having a conversation with Ina and Chris about, we got onto the subject of my great-grandmother. We started talking about how it's nice when you're young because you have, if you're lucky, if you're fortunate enough, you have a person who tells you that everything's going to be all right, and no matter how bad you feel, you believe them. Obviously, when you get to a certain age, you realise that sometimes things are not going to be okay, and it's the want to still have that security, and that was kind of where the song began. I guess it's
and this is the part where you want viewers to listen really hard, because this is where you talk about depression in your song, isn't it?
It's about depression. It's not a depressing song. It's about the resolve. It's about coming out the other side of it. The sad thing, I guess, is when I think the phrase that's coined is when people make a permanent decision to solve a temporary problem, and they don't give things a chance to change, which inevitably they do. You know, you're not always going to be sad. You're not always going to be angry. You're not always going to be happy. Although, quite often, we're sold happiness is something you should be all the time, and if you're not, there's something wrong with you. I think it's really important that there is more awareness. As far as depression and anything that relates to mental health, because I think there's still the stigma attached to it that if someone hears the word mental, even before you get to health, they think crazy. You know, it is quite difficult. There is a real stigma still attached to it, and that is just because of, I guess, the fact that people don't talk about it much, and it's not something that's visible. If someone breaks their arm, you can see they've got a broken arm. You can't see if someone has depression necessarily, you know, especially because I think people don't tend to talk about it, so they keep it to themselves. And I think the danger is when you keep it to yourself, things can manifest and quite small problems can become quite large to you. The most important thing is that it is spoken about. I don't know how to have that happen. I don't know, maybe if it was brought into the curriculum, you know, so people understood it better from a younger age, people wouldn't be so against talking about it.
I think I speak for everyone when I say thank you, Professor Green, for giving your side, your story about it. I'm pretty sure a lot of our viewers at home will appreciate you saying this, and I hope our viewers start willing to be talking about depression. It's a serious thing, and there's loads of depression helplines you can phone, which will help you.
On BBC Radio 1, here we have the news, sport, weather and traffic updates.
Okay, in today's news. A man appears in court charged with murder for killing a Wolverhampton music teacher. Thousands are due payout, according to Wolverhampton lawyers. And finally, staff devastation after losing their jobs at historic Wolverhampton firm. Staff at a historic Wolverhampton firm, which is ending production after 150 years, have spoken of their devastation of losing their jobs. Okay, now we move on to sport. Well, West Bromwich Albion are in the sport a lot today, as West Brom are going to play in the USA for their pre-season tour. We will also see Walsall versus West Brom in the pre-season tour. Wolves begin their new search for the new Sacco, as Bakary Sacco seems to be leaving Wolverhampton Wanderers. West Bromwich Albion boss Tony Pulis reckons there's a lot of pressure on Manchester United boss Louis van Gaal. And if you check out our website, you'll also see Sport Desk Live, which is all today's latest news. If you click on BBC Radio 1, here is the news. Okay, now on to weather. Right, today you're expecting 51 degrees Fahrenheit, which is around 18 degrees in centigrade, for this afternoon and tonight. But as the week goes on, you'll also see very similar temperatures, and especially towards the weekend, you'll see some rain. We won't be much of it. You'll be clear again by Monday. Still really hot temperatures, and no real change after that. Through drizzles outside of the week. And then finally, we go to travel. In the Staffordshire South Bend, between the J10A for the M54, there's severe traffic warnings, so be careful when you go there. Expect a lot of traffic. Other than that, there's not much major traffic. There's a few minors around the A461 towards Dudley and Tipton. And that is your travel and news, sport and weather updates for now. Thank you. Okay, finally we get to the film review of the show. This week I've seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I can happily say it's one of the best films I've ever watched. And I believe that a lot of people should go watch this film, because it's actually really good. It's got a really good story, a lot better than the old films, and it brings up the childhood, I suppose. It comes out on DVD in February 2015, and if I was the odd buy that as well, it's probably worth to watch in a couple of years like, time to come. And finally we'll end the show by playing Shell Shock. It's a theme tune of the new film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Okay, thank you for listening. You've been a great audience. I've been David Lunn, and you've listened to the David Lunn Show. Have a good night, and have a good drive home. Thank you. Goodbye. BBC Radio 1.